Well, after you've got an animal trained, at least you think he is, do you ever find a ham, let's say, among your pigs that'll do something unusual that isn't in the act when he's out on demonstration?
Yes, we have had some hams, but most of our hams have been chickens. We had one dandy chicken once down in Florida that refused to perform for a while, and everyone became quite concerned about it until she went over in the corner and laid an egg.
Well, that explained that one. How about a little background in yourself, Mr. Keller Breland? How did you get interested in animals, and how did you get the idea of training them?
Well, we got interested in animals through the theoretical approach. My wife and I are both psychologists, and while we were at graduate school at the University of Minnesota, we began to realize that the science of behavior could be applied to the control of animal behavior for commercial purposes. Therefore, we started out to see if we could sell it to somebody, and fortunately, General Mills saw the light, and they bought it, and ever since, we've been working for General Mills.
Well, it sounds like a nice combination. I think that General Mills has been very satisfied with your work. Where are your training quarters for these animals?
We're 1 mile outside of Hot Springs, Arkansas.
And how big a ranch do you have there?
Well, we have almost 300 acres there now.
And how many different animals and fowls on them? Can you count
them
or not? Oh,
we have roughly, at the present time, I'd say 150 different animals, chickens, pigs, goats, turkeys, horses, and so forth.
Is it a year-round occupation of yours?
Yes, we're at it the full year.
Do you have any help other than your wife in training the animals, or do the two of you do it exclusively?
No, as a matter of fact, we found out lately that once we outline the training procedure, we can use unskilled help in training the animals. Most of our animals now are trained by a couple of trainers who know nothing whatsoever of the theory.
Mm-hmm. Do you pick out special animals to train, or don't they need any special breeding other than Laro farm-tested feed?
That's all. The feed seems to be the most important thing. The only point that we really watch for is the emotionality, whether or not the animal tends to become frightened under performing circumstances.